This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, doesn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for you.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, what farmer song shall I sing now, Super Don? I went to the farm this morning, I told you. Went to the organic farm, had a great time with my daughter's class, and they were all digging it. They were eating leaves and picking all kinds of good stuff and learning how to plant it. And I learned something new today about planting tomatoes. If you got like a starter tomato plant, are you ready for the secret? Right from the get-go. I'm not holding anything back
here.
All right.
Okay.
It's the Farmer Robert Scott Bell Show.
Farmer Bob. Yes.
All right. No, don't say Farmer Bob. Not Farmer Robert Scott Bell. All right. Here we go. It is basically when you get that like starter plant, part, you know, maybe 4 or 6 inches tall, and you pull off the bottom leaves, and you'll notice there's all these like little hairs coming off of the bottom of the stalk, close to where the soil line is. And the guy says, okay, here's the secret. Pull off the bottom leaves, just at the lower part, and bury the plant higher than you would think, like not where it was when it grew from the sprout, for instance, because all of those hairs will turn into additional roots to strengthen this plant to make it grow bigger and be prolific. And I inadvertently did that a little bit with some of these plants that I've got out back, and they are going gangbusters with tomatoes right now. But I didn't know that was an official way to do something. So very cool thing for those of you planting tomatoes this season. If you get a starter plant from like an organic nursery, there you go. You've got your tip of the day to go out and be a farmer like Super Don.
You should take a video of this so that people can understand what you're talking about, because I'm completely lost. But
are you? Know, was I doing a horrible job describing what I was doing?
Well, I'm not a gardener, so.
All right. Yeah. Oh, okay. So what I'm going to do? I'll go Saturday. I plan to go do. There's a class he's teaching on growing yerba mate, which I'm very excited about, as well as what was the other thing that we're going to grow? Oh yeah, avocados. He found a way to grow the Mexico-style California avocados in Central Florida. Right now, if you've ever been to Florida, you know the avocados that are grown here naturally are humongous, and they're very juicy. They don't make guacamole. You can't make guacamole out of them like you can the California-Mexican variety. And he's got a variety that we can grow organically. So I'm very excited about it. So we'll be doing avocados and yerba mate. But I will see if I can pick up one of those tomato plants.
What good is an avocado if you can't make guacamole with it? That's just like a party foul.
Well, I mean, I know. Yeah. Listen,
what do you do with it?
You know what I do? I'll take them and I'll cut them into chunks, like little squares of avocado pieces. And you can eat them that way, and they're great. I like the Florida avocado. I don't mind them. But they're too juicy to make into the mush that is required in guacamole. So we may have solved that problem out here. So very exciting.
All right.
Yeah. So there we go. Farmer news is, you know what? I'm just delaying going into anything political. That's what
I'm
do now.
To put together a theme for you now every time that you've got a gardening update, right?
Right. All right. Well, let me give you a heads up, folks. RobertScottBell.com. Show notes are up. Thanks to Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer. Super Don is here with us. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by Stuart Tomp from Cannavest, now known as CV Scientist, our favorite CBD. It's a godsend. It really is. We've got some stories and updates there. Second hour, of course, we've got what? Ty Bollinger. We go outside the box each and every week, and we're going to do it today with him. Right now, though, we're going to dive into a little political healing. You see, I delay. Every time Super Don throws me a political story, I kind of find a way to delay going there because I think it's like, what's the point, right? And I know it's not a defeatist attitude. It's just a pragmatic, practical one. Except that this story is maybe will bring more of you over to where I already am and where Super Don is. The question in the headline, have you ever felt like the government doesn't really care what you think? I'm sure that's the first time anybody out there has ever felt that. Of course the government cares what I think, right? Well, there's been an analysis by professors at Princeton and Northwestern University to completely, this isn't to debunk. This is actually to validate that feeling that you have. The government doesn't really give a flip what you think. They looked at 20 years plus of data to answer that simple question. Does government represent the people? Now, we've said it for many years here. It's of the corporation, by the corporation, for the corporation. Now, that doesn't make us a Bernie Sanders socialist. It makes us a realist to recognize that the kind of welfare that is dominating in America, even perhaps bigger than the so-called individual welfare of the social safety nets, is the welfare directed at multinational and national corporations that may or may not have any allegiance to any nation or state. This could be the Monsantos of the world getting money to produce genetically engineered crops, the siphoning off of money, taxpayer money, to fund corn into ethanol, right? Alcohol fuel. And, of course, that also pays dividends to, guess what? The genetically engineered corn makers of the world like Monsanto. And so you don't have that kind of money to have that kind of influence. And this study, if you boil it down, it just says, listen, 90%, the bottom 90% of all income earners in America have statistically non-significant impact. And I think this could explain why Bernie Sanders is popular, certainly from the political left, and Donald Trump on the political we're not sure where. Because even though Donald is not in the bottom 90%, he is also not needing to get any money from anybody necessarily to do what he feels is right. Now, you may agree with what he feels is right or not. That's not for this argument at the moment. But the reality, whether it's taxation, national debt, education, economy, it doesn't matter what you think. The government ain't going to change. It's going to keep on doing what it's been doing for a long time. Now, in some ways, it was by design, except for the fact that corporations and the multi-trillionaires have a wee bit more influence. But in a Republican form of government, you have a government of laws. We have a Constitution. We have a Declaration of Independence that preceded it. And it defines specifically what the powers that are enumerated and granted to each aspect of the government, each of the three parts, equal, co-equal, if you call it, parts of government. That was the separation of powers. We don't have that anymore. We have a weakened legislative branch that has allowed the executive branch to run roughshod over the Constitution and their job to legislate, if you will, to pass laws, to make laws. The judicial branch typically rubber stamps the growth of government every which way but loose. And the little people on the right and the left get hammered. Now, the people on the left think that we need more government to prevent what has already happened because we have more government, which is a bit insane. And the people on the right, to some degree, think, well, we need less government so we can allow the corporations to run roughshod over us. Now, I don't mean to say all of the left, all of the right are there, but many are deluded into believing that. Those in the libertarian center, if there is such a thing, might perceive that humans can do okay without government, without so much government. Anarchy is not as bad as you think. Anarchy is not chaos. Anarchy is self-governance, by the way. It's a thing that they don't teach you in school anymore. But we've got an example of how humans can operate outside of the realm of government when we talk about an organic cafe celebrating its 10-year anniversary in Colorado. So stand by for that. It's going to help you to understand that. And then we transition into the FBI versus Apple. I don't know where, if I can pigeonhole this into a political left, political right issue, but I have heard a lot of the neocons on the political right say that Apple is for the terrorists because they don't want to give government the back door.
Oh, never let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, let whatever's in the back door out on whoever believes that.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, what we're seeing here in that argument is the mm-hmm. same type of logic that was applied to, let's say, the Patriot Act,
mm-hmm.
right? We had 9/11, or anytime there's any type of a disaster, they try to use that in order to get people to feel more comfortable and safe if they give up their liberties.
The Patriot Act, unpatriotic and unconstitutional. Right. Give up your freedom, we'll care for you. The Founding Fathers are going, really? This is what we left to you? Of course, they knew that if we went to sleep, that this would happen. It was inevitable. And again, the rise of a Bernie Sanders, the rise of a Donald Trump, is evidence that politics as usual is not playing well on Main Street. Not that it has for a long time, but they've been manipulatable much more so. What will the powers that be do if Donald Trump is the guy on the Republican side? Of course, they're fighting hard. Looks like Hillary is inevitable unless she's indicted by the FBI. Kind of funny way the FBI could do something good there as opposed to trying to get the backdoor entryway into all iPhones. And we interviewed someone on this show recently, McAfee. What's his name? John McAfee?
Right.
You know, he's all about the cyber warfare, cyber protection, and he said, hey, listen, I can unlock that iPhone for you and give you the data. And that's what Jonathan Emord said last week. Remember, he said, all they have to do is just give them the data from the phone. They don't need the back door for everybody, but they're obviously trying to get it and to vilify anybody who is on the side of Apple in this case and protecting what little privacy may be left for those of you who have smartphones. And most everybody does, even folks who don't know how to use them, like some people I know. Anyway. It's okay if you don't know.
Who would that be?
Well, my wife's doing well. Mm-hmm. Grandma and grandpa, not so well. But anyway, it's funny to see that. But the privacy, not something we have a lot of. We volunteer to give it up when we participate in a lot of the social networks. But then again, this idea of giving the government access to your phones in mass is absolutely a power grab far too far, much like much of the Patriot Act. Will we have a candidate that believes in, well, the freedom to say no to government, the freedom to have privacy from government, and the freedom for the people to know what the hell the government is doing? He may or may not get it in this election cycle. I don't know. I'm not sure yet. But we're going to keep following it. Political healing in ways no other broadcast radio show does. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, right here through GCN and our affiliates all over the country and around the world. Also, UK Health Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast, as well at Epic Times and Talk Network. Lots more healing to go. What about increasing your hydration before we get to the CBD? We're going to do that next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're not hungry. You're thirsty. How many times have we covered this issue? This is kind of cool that we get to cover it this way. I'm always sorry Paul's not with us tonight. We had Paul Bertier on yesterday. The consumption of water. One of those basic things where you're like, well, duh, right? But how many of us are drinking enough even now? And of course, with the fear over lead in the water, people are going to say, well, what should I drink? I know, Coca-Cola, it's in aluminum. That'll protect me from the lead. I don't know what, I can't help you people. I don't know. Who are you people? I don't know who I'm talking to right now. I'm having a conversation with myself, Super Don. What is going on?
Did somebody actually say that?
No, I'm just thinking like
okay, gotcha.
I'm just thinking like a liberal Californian who voted to mandate vaccines to eliminate exemptions. That's what I'm thinking about.
All right.
Because those are the people that would say, yeah, I will drink soft drinks from an aluminum can to protect myself from lead. That's where it has to be. So the water issue. Remember, at robertswater.com, you can actually see right there linked in my interview with Dr. Batman Gelage about a year before he died, a brilliant physician from Iran, political prisoner, talked about how he's healing, curing things with water. And then we find out more about the science. You know, and Paul Bertier spends a lot of time in that. I've talked about the fact that a 1% drop in total hydration, in other words, from optimal, can result in a 10% drop in metabolic efficiency of your cells. And this study comes out, this is really cool, out of the University of Illinois. And it says basically by upping your proportion of water, basically by one percentage point, just one percentage point. Again, this sort of makes sense because if you reduce hydration from optimal by one percentage point, you can reduce 10% metabolic efficiency. But you increase it by 1%, you're going to reduce the amount of calories, sugar, sodium, cholesterol ingested. Not that I'm worried about cholesterol ingestion, but that's the way they always throw these things out there. reported in the Journal of Human Nutrition and Dietetics. They analyzed consumption data from over 18,000 adults, and this is from 2005 to 2012. 1 percentage point increase in the proportion of daily water in total dietary water consumption resulted in eating 8.58 fewer calories, 0.74 fewer grams of sugar, 9.8 fewer milligrams of sodium, and on from there. Now, that's just upping it 1%. That's why I say, those of you who think you're hungry and you don't need it, let's just say you're not underweight, you're not emaciated, but you think you're hungry, you're regular weight, maybe you think you're overweight, you think you're hungry, do me a favor, do yourself a favor. Go get a large glass of water, preferably the Echo water that has molecular hydrogen, but, you know, whatever purified water source you have, and drink that glass of water. Wait about 5-10 minutes and see if you're still hungry, really. And you'll find that in most cases you're going to be satiated unless you're genuinely hungry. And Superdon, you've said you've done this too, and it really does work. This is not just pretend stuff.
No, it does. It does. I mean, it's different than eating. You know, it's a different deal, but it does actually work. And you actually end up feeling better. That's a strange thing.
Yeah.
Is you actually end up feeling better when you do that. You have more energy. It's kind of a weird thing how the human body works.
Just water, right? H2O. Now, purify it somehow. As I said, we talked a little bit with Paul yesterday about the multi-stage filtration process technologies. There's a lot of them out there. And anything you do is better than nothing. I'm not a fan of Brita. I don't think it does much in the big scheme of things relative to all the technologies that are out there. We've talked about the zero water you can get at some of the major retailers. I have no stake in it. Of course, when you're able and ready, install an ecosystem. Anything you can do is better than nothing, but that water is just amazing. Now, if you need to add a little bit of sea salt or crystal salt in it to mineralize it, little lemon juice, you can do that. But the water is key here. It's the basis of everything. We've talked with the Doc of Detox about the fantastic technologies to so-called structure water, and it's very hard to explain that in scientifically validated terms in the way we can validate that molecular hydrogen, but I'm telling you, you will sense the difference in the water if you go to the Doc of Detox page, docofdetox.com. Check out all the things he has. Just the shower head alone we put on there changes the feel of the water. It's amazing what water can do. Water, the basis for homeopathy. It's our carrier agent. So the miracle of waters never ceases, or the miracles of water never cease. In either case, drink more water. And I think I got Jerry Doyle finally drinking more water after all these years, too.
Red Bull has water in it, right?
Yeah, it's not the same.
That's what he thought, anyway.
Yeah, he did at the time, but he's got it.
But coffee has water in it.
Right? And we've got more advanced science on molecular hydrogen revealed in this next edition, going to print, of Unlock the Power to Heal. And even a bonus to that, Stuart Tomp, my friend, has added even more on the CBD science in the next edition of Unlock the Power to Heal. Stuart's going to join us next with a CBD update like nobody's business. Except ours, because we love that CBD. RSB15 at cannabis.com for 15% off. Back with more after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bear Carroll.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks to my good friend Stuart Thomas, we've got even more CBD science in the latest edition of Unlock the Power to Heal, going to print now. And Stuart is back. We grab him anytime we can because he moves so quickly. But we got to get the CBD word out there because the FDA is trying to lie to the people and tell them they can't get it, but we know they can. Stuart.
Robert, the empire is striking back as we had anticipated.
Indeed. And they've sent warning letters out to CBD companies that are doing supplements, and they're trying to convince retailers, you can't sell that, that's a drug, or whatever game they're playing.
And most people will cower in fear. The large corporations will cower in fear. Some of the mom and pops, God bless them, they'll stand up and recognize, no, you can't do that. This is something that is not under your purview in this way. It is not being sold as a drug. It is a supplement from industrial hemp, and it is not covered under the so-called narcotics acts.
Well, you make an excellent point. FDA has been posturing and online under a Q&A, a question and answer, about marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
They address the cannabidiol issue, and most people don't know that you can get CBD from agricultural hemp and medical cannabis. Obviously, our audience knows. But there's a tremendous amount of confusion. So the first thing I needed to communicate today is FDA has not really ruled on anything. It's posturing and position. And the argument that they're making is this. It's very simple, Robert. Here's what FDA is saying. That THC and CBD were discovered in a secret bunker in the south of England in 2005. Can you believe that?
A secret bunker in England in 2005. Okay.
Yeah. No, the fact that Lord Todd and Roger Adams elucidated the structure of cannabidiol in 1940 has nothing to do with it.
No.
And before I got on air with you, I'm reading Cannabinoid Pharmacology, the first 66 years.
Wow.
That was a paper published in the British Journal of Pharmacology. So here's what it is. The lines are being drawn in the sand, and we can't let a pharmaceutical company control cannabinoids for a narrow indication for all of eternity. Okay? This is a network moment. I am mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. So you go into your independent health food store. We now have 515, Robert. Can you believe that?
That's beautiful. I remember when we started, it was nothing. Nothing where it is now.
It was like 100.
Yeah, this is great.
515. So you go into your independent health food store, and you say, I want plus CBD oil products from CV Sciences, formerly Cannifest, and I want you to carry it. So if you're an independent store, and you're not doing the right thing for the right reason for the right people right now, call 855-758-7223. That's 855-PLUS-CBD. The only way to keep them from taking this from us is to make it impossible to do so.
Exactly. And this is the thing. They play games, trickery. They make suggestions, and they pretend that they've got the force of law on their side. As you said, there is no ruling on this. They're trying to confuse the issue by trying to say it's a drug, it's from marijuana or cannabis. In a sense, we know this is from the industrial hemp plant. This is CBD, and it doesn't have the same, let's say, status at law as the marijuana plant on the federal level. Of course, it's ludicrous that it's still a Schedule I, but let's set that aside for a moment and continue to share the good news. And that's why I'm also so excited and grateful to you to help us deepen the scientific understanding of why CBD as a supplement, why it can be a very vital part of a daily nutritional intake.
Well, what we're finding, Robert, is dysregulation in endocannabinoid tone may be why some people are restless, irritable, discontent, they can't sleep, they can't repair, they can't relax. They're taking L-theanine, kava, GABA. They're doing CrossFit. They're going from paleo to vegan. They're trying everything. They don't smoke cannabis. They don't want to be high. What they need is some CBD to impede the metabolism of endogenous endocannabinoids and balance endocannabinoid tone. As a result, people are sleeping better, losing gut visceral adipose tissue, increasing insulin sensitivity, balancing heart rate variability, more efficient gastrointestinal balancing and emptying. That's huge for people with Crohn's disease and, of course, the kingpin of all, modulating the immune inflammatory response. CBD, in my opinion, at 5 to 10 milligrams may end up being a conditionally essential nutrient, and you watch. In 10 years, it's going to be in the short list with omega-3 and vitamin D. You watch.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to taste it. Hold on a second.
Right now.
Oh, yeah, I just had some, plus CBD oil, my favorite, the peppermint. This is everybody knows Cannavest.com. They're also now CVSciences.com. Either one will get you there. RSB15 will get you 15% off. I want everybody to plug into this. This is transformational in terms of dietary supplementation. It's been a godsend for my family. And, Stuart, you know, the first time we met on this subject, you were lit up. You said, we're only getting a sense of what I was about to get as well, about how important this is for the next step of human nutrition.
Because the reason it's the next step of human nutrition, and I've thought about this for months, and it crystallized it last night, and I wanted to share it with you in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, you had to create the molecule if you wanted to control the molecule until the generics came out, right?
Yeah.
You had to create the molecule. Now, if it was a botanical extract that had effect on the body, you could control the importation and distribution at the border, correct?
Yes, right.
At least in theory.
Yeah.
What are we going to do now that everyone can grow hemp? Everyone can grow the molecule in a Dixie cup. Doesn't that change that narrative?
You would think.
So I want everyone listening to this that cares about this, okay? Buy CBD if you want hemp to be free, and plant some hemp plants, or cannabis plants in states that you can, and don't stop talking about it. Don't stop reading about it. Get the word out here, because this is in line with Airbnb and Uber and sea changes, radical disruptive sea changes that our country needs. We no longer should be slaves to top down, take two and call me in the morning. If
right.
you can self-medicate and get legitimate results with a safe, effective product that grows like a weed, darn it, you have the right to that.
Absolutely. And as you said earlier, what we have is a paradigm still from a top-down regulatory perspective that tries to give favor or grant monopoly status to synthetic analogs, if you will, of certain isolates within a plant.
And this
maybe
time, you know, Robert, I hate to interrupt, but this time I hope you know that they're going to try to get the real deal. They're getting the real deal. No, they are getting the real deal patented.
Yeah, but that's the transition. That's where we're going now, which is the shocker here.
That just can't happen.
That's the point of one pharmaceutical company trying to gain favor with FDA and expand that concept, which has worked so successfully for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and just rob the last vestiges of our ability to care for ourselves through botanical supplementation. I might call it medicine. I'm not a regulator, but you get my drift here. This is big time. This is why this is a movement. This is a moment in time where speaking about CBD from hemp is very important to the future freedom. And I'm not exaggerating. The baseline where we started, where did they get the paper for the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence? Hemp. And this is only the starting point, but we cannot end here, because this is a fundamental freedom issue in addition to all the benefits that it has for human health, which is why we utilize it in my family, and a lot of Robert Scott Bell Show listeners have already plugged in.
So when I see articles like this February 10th from New Hope, I hope you're listening, New Hope. You wrote an article that said, did FDA just kill off the CBD market? Okay, here, just listen loud and clear. Prohibition is ending, it's not starting. This is a huge social civil movement. You're never going to put the toothpaste back into the tube. In fact, the more that you suggest that this stuff is so safe and so effective that only pharma can have it, you're going to get people angry.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're angry like I am, and now I am actually angry, I want you to buy CBD, I want you to use CBD, I want you to grow hemp, I want you to grow cannabis if it's in a legal state. Don't stop reading about it, don't stop talking about it, until finally there's a truce. And the truce is, we don't make disease claims, we don't get insurance reimbursement, and we don't have those silly childproof caps. Let's let the pharma people charge $3,000 for something that should be $30
mm-hmm.
with a bunch of disease claims that they'll never back up, that don't really mean anything, in a childproof cap. Call it a day.
Yeah. I want to hear stories from you folks out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, that you're walking into your favorite natural products retailer, particularly the independents, the mom and pops as they've come to be known. There are some left, and they are the backbone of this industry. That's where it started. And I want you to find out if they're carrying the Plus CBD oil from Cannavest or CV Sciences. And if they're not, let them know they should. And it is an obligation for freedom, in addition to all the wonderful things it's going to do for you and the people coming into your store.
And Robert, one more thing I wanted to share. Did I talk to you last time I was on your show about our first ever case report that was published in Integrative Medicine, a clinician's journal?
I don't think we got the case history related yet.
Okay, so this is the first one. The author is Scott Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N. Do you know that name yet?
I've heard that name, but I've heard it in terms of radio. That's why I'm not sure it's the same Scott Shannon.
Yeah, this is a different guy. This guy runs the Wholeness Center in Colorado, was a colleague of Andy Weil. So he went back to some of the early cannabis research, and he's doing some of the MAPS work right now with soldiers and MDMA for post-traumatic stress disorder. So he's bleeding edge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Psychiatrist, MD, world-renowned. Here's his first paper. Ready? Drum roll. Cannabidiol oil for decreasing addictive use of marijuana, a case report.
Amazing that.
So here's a 27-year-old male presented with a longstanding diagnosis of bipolar disorder. So guess what he thought would be good for bipolar disorder? Some weed.
Mm-hmm.
All the kids are doing it. It's good for anxiety. Well, guess what? A certain phenotype, if you're bipolar, marijuana is anxiogenic and not anxiolytic, especially at 80% THC or whatever. You know what I'm saying? My point.
Right, yes.
So what happened was we got him from 24 to 18 milligrams. Here's the final statement. He also indicated that he had not used any marijuana since starting the CBD oil. With the decrease in the dosage from 18 milligrams, the patient was able to maintain his non-use of marijuana. So this is not marijuana. It's agricultural hemp. It's an herbal extract. It is a dietary supplement. This is not a pharmaceutical drug. It's the first domesticated plant. It's been used for 5,000 years. And if you want hemp to stay free, you need to start buying CBD.
855-PLUS-CBD is the number, 855-758-7223. You can go to cannavest.com or cvsciences.com. It'll take you there. RSV15 will get you 15% off if you want to get it directly, but I'm really encouraging you to reach out to your favorite mom-and-pop health food store. Support them. Let them know it's available to them. Know the FDA has not banned it. And if you're not clear on it, go back and listen to this in the archives. We'll make it available as a SoundCloud, Stuart. Thank you, my friend.
My pleasure.
Stuart Thompson, always great to have you uplifted and ready to go with some more CBD. When we come back, an organic cafe celebrating 10 years.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember that thing about government not listening to you? Well, you know, you're going to go out and vote and think they're going to listen to you. And they're going to go, well, you tried, you sucker. Good luck. Hey, you know, get some CBD and unplug from their matrix. By the way, there's an interesting story. When I was out at the organic farm this morning, bees everywhere. It was such a beautiful sight to see. And that was another thing. No, they weren't. They didn't sting one child.
Sorry, that's what I would do.
No, that's not what you do.
Little girl and run the other way.
Come on, it was embarrassing. Don't do that because there were little kids. Then nobody was scared of the bees. The bees were doing their thing. They were enjoying the flowers everywhere, and nobody got stung. And that's another thing as far as strategically when you're growing fruits and vegetables, you also want to grow flowering plants. A lot of them were edible, in fact, edible flowers. But that brings the bees in. You know, if you don't have your own colony, you can start attracting them. That's a great thing. And there's a great story here. I don't have time to go into it, but a man finally figured out how to train bees to make honey from cannabis. Canna honey. Cannabis honey. I'd like to try that honey. Could I please pay for that honey? But, yeah, check that out. Really interesting. Evidently, it wasn't an easy thing to do, but somebody figured it out. Now, on the government not listening to you, don't cry about it. Just unplug, and they're going to be begging for you to tell them something, because you now realize you don't need them, or you hardly need them at all, and if you need them at all, it's more on a local level. This is a great story. 10 years after starting this cafe, it's called the Same Cafe, and Same stands for So All May Eat. 10 years ago, Denver, Colorado, organic food, mostly organic and locally sourced. And guess what? If you couldn't afford it, you didn't have to pay for it, or you could pay what you could. Now, anybody from the Democratic Party leftist agenda, socialist agenda, would say that's not possible because people aren't good, they're evil, they would never do that. In order for charity to occur, you need the government to step in and steal money from people by force, threat of loss of their freedom, whatever. But it turns out 10 years later, this pay-what-you-can organic cafe is partying hardy, celebrating hard. and feeding the food unstable and foodies alike. So people can come in here, and you see the list of things that you can get. It's delicious, it's organic, it's clean, and there's no price on it. Those who can pay more, they do. And it helps so that others who can't can eat. And nobody's involved in forced charity. It's charity coming from a higher place, a higher perspective, a deeper place, a place where, given the opportunity, more Americans than not would be more than generous, as evidenced by this in Colorado, and this happened before the era of legal weed. You notice that, Super Don? You're going to say, well, that would only be possible because they're smoking and they're not thinking clearly, right?
Right.
This has been going on 10 years. This is long before they legalized it for recreational purposes.
You know
this
what?
Is a great story.
Here's what I would say to that. I think the fact that they legalized weed in Colorado is going to guarantee this thing is going to continue to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does. It makes people friendly. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, they are being
friendly
even prior to it is the good point here.
Yeah, and
that's, I guess,
true.
That's true. And that's my point of why we opened with a little bit of political healing about governments not listening to you. Of course, they don't give a flip about you. They give a flip about who's funding them, who's going to fund the reelection campaign, with very rare exception. The Ron Pauls of the world are few and far between. But now we've got evidence that, oh my gosh, humans can be good to one another.
Yeah,
or,
stories,
as Bill and
stories,
Ted said, be
stories
excellent.
Stories like this. Stories mm-hmm. like this that make you, that reassure you that there's good in the world. With all of the negative stuff that we cover and all the negative stuff that's going on out there, it's really refreshing to see a story like this.
Dude, I'm totally stoked about this. In fact, next time I'm in Denver, I'm going to go there and pay double just because I'm so stoked about what they're doing and happy to do so. Be the change you wish to see in the world. It's on there. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Great, great uplifting things happening there. And you can create that wherever you are. That's the power you've been granted by that which created you, whatever you perceive that to be. Coming up next, Ty Bollinger, as we go way outside the box. Don't eat the salmon if it's been caught near Seattle. Why is that? What's wrong with Seattle? Well, it may not be what's wrong with Seattle. It may be what's wrong with, well, what's coming out of people who live there and into the salmon you catch. Stand by. Outside the Box coming up next. In the meantime, remember this. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.